Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today we're going to consider some words from Matthew that you might be familiar with. They're found in Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Oh my, can you imagine it? My child, my friend's child, my grandchild, the child in my class, in Jesus' arms. You've likely seen several artist renderings of this scene. Jesus is sitting on a rock with children on his lap and all around him. He is beaming, and so are they. Now, picture that same scene, but replace it with the children you know. Picture yourself there watching as Jesus scoops up each child and lovingly holds them. I'm thinking the cell phones would be sending texts, tweets, Snapchat, Facebook messages to everyone we know. Let's back up in the story a bit. We read that the disciples rebuked those who were bringing the little children. They scolded them and tried to intervene before they got to Jesus. While it would be easy to either be critical or try to excuse their behavior, Jesus' reaction is clear. Children are dear to him and not to be hindered. Shame on those disciples, right? But as we stand there looking at the scene, we need to look closely at ourselves as well. Are there times that we hinder young children from coming to Jesus? Are we taking every opportunity to share Jesus and his love with each child? Is it clear that Jesus is at the heart of all we do? When a child is upset or emotional, is our reaction to be those loving arms and soothing voice that Jesus shared with the children in today's reading? When we share the Bible story or devotion with the children, do we take the time to be fully prepared and provide a well-planned, carefully considered lesson? When we speak about each child, are our words full of that same love that Jesus has for each of them and for us? If we are honest, we see that, intentional or not, we are sometimes more like the disciples that day than the parents of the little children. But let's look back at the beginning scene. Let's look again at Jesus' loving gaze for each child and likely for each adult with them. Let's listen to his words again. "For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." His love for each child is so clear. His love for you and me is clear as well. We are washed with his mercy, forgiveness, and undeserved grace. May he bless us with joy and eagerness to share Jesus with the children each and every day. We pray. Gracious Jesus, we are so grateful for your love for each of us. Thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for the gift of children. Help us to eagerly reflect your love to them each day. In your name we pray. Amen. A question to consider. What are specific ways that we can remind ourselves and each other to let the children come to Jesus? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.